This is your public radio station, WHQR 91.3. It's 55 degrees at 12:06. I'm Pat Marriott. It's time for our midday interview, and we're going to have some fun today. With me in the studio are Gene Daddario and Len Gattone, both of the AAUW. Hello, Gene.
Hello there.
Hello, Len.
Hi, Pat.
These folks are here to talk about a wonderful event that's coming up this Saturday at the UNCW Warwick Center Ballroom. It is their Lunch with Carolina Authors. North Carolina is a very rich state in terms of literature, in terms of all sorts of things, but literature in particular. And we're celebrating Carolina Authors this Saturday at 11 a.m. With a lunch with Carolina Authors, sponsored by the AAUW. Gene and Len, welcome, and tell us a little bit about the AAUW, Gene.
All right, AAUW is a nationwide network of about 100,000 members. We've been in existence for 130 years, and our mission is to advance equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, philanthropy, and research.
I'll bet we have a lot of AAUW members in the audience.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Now, about the luncheon that's coming up, we have a whole bevy of authors coming up. Who's coming?
Well, we have a very exciting lineup this year. Ellen Bache is going to be with us. She has written a new book called The Art of Saying Goodbye, which is a story of four suburban women dealing with the loss of a friend. We also have James Kaufman, who is an attorney and a businessman and a former judge. And he wrote a very interesting book called The Collectibles, which he is now turning into a screenplay. So we may see it in movie form very shortly. Dana Sachs, who is a professor at the university, is going to share with us her experiences writing her new book, The Life We Were Given, Operation Baby Lift, which documents the controversial mass evacuation of children right before the fall of Saigon in 1975. The book also explores the questions of the adoption process. And then finally, Bertha Todd, who is well known in the community, wrote a memoir called My Restless Journey, which chronicles her journey from birth to 2010 and her many, many contributions to the Wilmington community, as well as her important role during school desegregation and the civil rights movement.
Four wonderful authors, all of whom are friends of WHQR in one way or another. That's terrific. Now, how do you figure out who's going to be invited? Which authors are going to be invited, Len?
Well, we always look locally first, and we try to find somebody who is involved in nonfiction. And this year we actually have two nonfiction authors. And then we search for our fiction authors. I follow Ben Steelman very closely from the Star News. And I also am I often go to his Prologue Book Club, because when I hear an author's name, I also like to know how they speak, because we are looking for good speakers for this luncheon.
Oh, thank you. Some people who write beautifully don't do terribly well.
That's so true.
So we have guaranteed good speakers. Now,
exactly.
These people are also good lunch partners. I'm talking to Gene Daddario and Len Gattone of the AAUW about their Lunch with Carolina Authors coming up this Saturday at the Warwick Center Ballroom. The tickets are $28, yes?
Yes.
But if you buy two tickets, you can have one of these real-life authors sitting at your table.
Exactly.
How about that? And so let's be sure that everybody knows when it's going to happen and how to get tickets. The whole event starts at 11 o'clock in the morning with book sales and signing. And then the lunch begins at noon. There's going to be a short program and a raffle, I understand.
It's also a great place to do a little Christmas shopping, because Kathleen Jewell of Pomegranate Books will not only have the materials and the books from these authors, but she'll have a selection of children's books, puzzles, gift items that would be appropriate for Christmas.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, Pomegranate Books is sort of your resident bookseller for this event, huh?
Exactly.
And they have tickets available, I understand.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Tickets are available elsewhere as well.
Yes. If you go to the AAUWNC.org website and click on Wilmington Branch, you'll see right away the author's luncheon flyer is available, and it provides all of the information, phone number, person's name, and email for securing tickets if you're not able to get by Pomegranate Books.
And that web address once again is?
AAUWNC.org.
Don't forget the NC. Okay, then, and so it's two easy ways to get tickets, one by going to the website where you get the information on how to buy the tickets, or stop by Pomegranate Books, as most of our listeners regularly do, and buy some there. That's wonderful. Jean, what is the AAUW Educational Foundation?
Well, in fact, it is what the proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards. We divide it between our fellowships and grants, which this year we give $3.7 million alone in funding.
In the Lower Cape Fair?
No, this is nationally.
Oh, nationally.
Okay. But locally, then, we provide two scholarships. It is for students who have completed the 2 years associate degree from Cape Fear Community College and will be attending UNCW in the fall. So we are very happy to do that.
That you've got my heart beating a little faster there with the idea of $3.7 million of scholarships.
For locally, I know.
Locally. Okay.
But local people are absolutely eligible to apply for those fellowships and grants.
Of course they are. So the AAUW Educational Foundation is the beneficiary of this fundraising project, the Lunch with Carolina Authors, Saturday at the Warwick Center Ballroom at 11 o'clock. I'm talking to Jean Daddario and Len Gattone of the AAUW, and we're having fun talking about this event, but let's talk a little more about the AAUW. What do you do locally to advance equity for women and girls?
Well, I've just mentioned about the two scholarships that are available. Also, we have formed a wonderful partnership with the Women's Studies and Resource Center at UNCW under the direction of Michelle Scatton-Tessier. For the third year in a row this year, we will have an Elect Her workshop on campus, and that is to encourage women to go into student government, hoping, of course, that will lead to future community service. We have just completed our second workshop on salary negotiation that is, again, co-sponsored by AUW and WAGE nationally, which focuses on negotiating salary skills. And also, as a result of the students who attend this Start Smart workshop, we choose one scholarship to send that student to the National College Conference Women Student Leaders, and it's a unique opportunity.
What a bunch of unique opportunities for women and for girls. The idea is to promote the equality and equity of women in the workplace, but I guess women in general in society. I've heard about the AAUW Legal Advocacy Fund. What's that all about?
That is where we support efforts in sexual discrimination, again, primarily women. But we include community and campus outreach programs. It's a resource and advocacy tools. And we really work to combat sexual discrimination in higher education and the workplace.
And you mentioned that AAUW is involved in research. What's the most recent research that you've done?
The most recent, two, in fact, in 2011. One is called Crossing the Line, and it's sexual harassment at school. And the other is The Simple Truth About Gender Pay Gap. And we just did one in 2010, Why So Few? It's Women in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And that's called our STEM project. And our own local branch will be getting involved in that.
Now, if somebody is listening and wants to become a member of AAUW, how do they do it?
The best way is, again, to refer you to AAUWNC.org and click on Wilmington Branch, and there you will find the newsletter and all of the information that you need to become a member of our local branch.
Outstanding. Thank you, Jean. I've been talking to Jean Daddario and Len Gattone, who are of the AAUW. They've been talking about the Lunch with Carolina Authors, which is coming up this Saturday at the Warwick Center Ballroom at UNCW. Tickets are $28. You can buy them at Pomegranate Books. or by going to the website at aauwnc.org. Jean, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Len, good luck with your event.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your joining us at WHQR, and now we're back to classical music.